On a rain-drenched monsoon evening recently, a bit of old American history found new life on the streets of India. Once, thousands of Americans had marched on their streets to protest the war in Vietnam. "Not in my name," they had chanted. This time, thousands of Indians showed up to protest their government's actions in India. "Not in my name," they said. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. The protest happened in cities all over India. What were people upset about? Lynching and mob violence. A Muslim teenager killed on a train, called a beef-eater and stabbed. Cow vigilantes attacking a dairy farmer and killing him. A police officer in Kashmir killed by an angry mob. A filmmaker in Delhi was so shocked after the death of the teenager, she posted a message on Facebook about organizing a protest in Delhi. She called it "Not in My Name." The idea caught on. Soon, some 11 cities across India were organizing protests. Filmmaker and singer Anjun Dutt at the protest in Kolkata explained the significance to the crowd.
"Not in My Name is a historic movement, and I think that we all are part of that history which happened in 1970 when thousands of people in America said the war in Vietnam was not their war, and millions of people were arrested."
And then, in keeping with the spirit of the occasion, he sang a bit of Joan Baez.
"There's a man by my side walking, there's a voice within me talking."
In Kolkata, protest means song, it means speeches, slogans, and of course, poetry, often self-composed.
"Lajja, bhishan lajja khireche, desh o deshantar."
It's a motley crowd on this afternoon in Kolkata. Buses and taxis honk around us, television cameras jostle every time a celebrity takes the microphone. There are young, earnest college students, beards, a man bun or two. There are grey-haired women in stylish cotton saris, artists, gallery owners, academics. A young woman with cerebral palsy carries a banner, "Not in My Name." A group of young Muslim men in skull caps and white outfits pose gamely for television cameras. The sounds of the speeches spill onto the busy street outside for the benefit of curious passers-by. Sometimes you wonder what it all adds up to. Many of the people here are privileged. They will not ride in the unreserved compartment of trains like that young Muslim teenager who was killed. Others worry these are just feel-good protests, ineffectual in the end, lamenting the loss of a more tolerant idea of India.
"There are no ways now. There are only walls dividing each from each, which move around to raise a maze of shrines with domes and minarets, steeples and towers, temples, churches, synagogues, and mosques."
The playlist of protests feels familiar, not just because of Joan Baez. The Know Your Neighbor activist speaks, the folk singer sings. Some speakers are missing. The organizer keeps calling for Shabir, who seems to be missing in action. Some women try to get us to sing along to an old protest song. The lyrics are on their phone. Most of the crowd does not seem to know it, or at least they don't sing along. Behind us, the local vendor rings his bell, drums up business for tea and coffee and snacks. Suddenly, it starts to rain. The "Not in My Name" banners become makeshift umbrellas. The organizer says, "The microphone isn't working properly. Please come closer. Please sit down and listen." For a moment, it seems chaos, a protest drowned out by the monsoons. But then singer Moushumi Bhoumik steps up, and she sings a song written after Hindu activists tore down a mosque in 1992. And suddenly, everyone is quiet as they realize that song is still relevant today. And that means somehow, even as we say "Not in My Name," these terrible things do happen over and over again in our names anyway.
It is happening in our names and we are all culpable for this. Amra shobai er jonno dayi. That from 92...
And that's why it matters to show up for a protest. It adds up. Moushami Bhoumik sings another song, an old one, a familiar one. An older gentleman next to me sings under his breath, and then another, and then another. And for that moment, the sound of honking buses and shrieking ambulances recede, and only the protest shimmers, fragile, ephemeral, even wishful, but in a time of Facebook activism, a real protest nonetheless. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.